I think going back to when you talk about the wins, one of my very favorite things is the wins that I see from other people or that people tell me about. I get so many different messages, and I'm sure other instructors do too, of some people saying things like, I have never tried a burpee in my life until you said that one thing that made me try it today. And the fact, you know, I couldn't do the burpee, but I've been scared to try for 3 years or whatever it is. So thank you so much for what you said to make me try that thing. Like, those little wins for other people are so, I can't even tell, put into words how much those types of things mean to me. To see people say, you know, I could never play with my children out in the yard and now I can, or, oh my gosh, I wore a two-piece bathing suit, or I fit into these jeans. Like, all of those things that this program does for people are, I consider them my wins and our wins too. They're just as important to me as anything that could happen to me personally or a win that I would have. Like, those are my wins. And that's why I love instructing so much, because we see just the ability to impact someone's life in that way is, you can't put into words how much that means.
Hello, this is Lance Farrell with Life at Level 10, where you get inspired to live your best life. Hey, this is Lance Farrell. I've got a very special guest here today. Kristen, how are you doing?
I'm great, Lance. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on the podcast. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Kristen Hendricks?
Sure. Outside of Farrell's, I assume you mean. So yes, I'm Kristen. I am 46 years old, born and raised in Iowa. I am first and foremost a mom. I have a 15-year-old daughter. She's a freshman in high school this year. So that's a whole new world I've been opened up to. I'm a widow. My husband, Josh, passed away in 2022. I'm a former stepmother to his three children, which I was very involved with raising, and still am involved in their lives. And professionally, I work for GoDaddy. I work in corporate marketing. I've been there probably 8 years now, I guess. And then I have been teaching kickboxing and strength training at Farrell's for almost 15 years now. So coming up on a big milestone, the 15-year mark for me at Farrell's. So,
wow.
Yeah. Love it.
So what was your life like before you did Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping? Can you think back 16 years to the old Kristen, the young Kristen?
Yeah, I think I was an active person, or I thought that I was, but everything I was doing was very just sort of going through the motions. So I did things like playing tennis. I played tennis in high school and was active with that. And then after high school and in college, I would do things, but it was never really level 10, if you will. You know, I would go to a step class and then leave. I would go for a run, but not really push myself as hard as I could. I would, do different type of group activities like that, that were fitness related, but it was always just sort of something to check off the list for the day. It was never anything that I was super committed to or devoted to. And I think that probably showed. But I think I've always been somewhat active. That's been important to me.
Yeah. So why did you start FXB? How did you hear about it? And why did you end up starting? Can you think back?
Yeah, I had some friends that had done the program and had great results with it. And I remember the day that I decided to sign up was the day that someone showed me a picture of me and my daughter. She was 6 months old at the time. And I was shocked at what I saw. It was one of those moments where you think, you know, you look at yourself every day, but sometimes when you see a picture of yourself, it really opens your eyes to how much you've maybe changed or, you know, gotten away from a certain lifestyle, or, you know, I was just shocked by what I saw, and not in a good way. And so talking with friends, I knew they had results. I knew I liked the group fitness environment. I'm not someone who can go into a gym by myself, do a workout with, you know, nobody pushing me and leave. So I liked that it was group oriented. So I just signed up on a, you know, the day I saw that picture, I called. It was Pam Gaylord was the manager at the time. I remember speaking with her and she scared the bejesus out of me in a good way, but I signed up. And I love her to this day for it. Yep.
Yeah. Pam's a super good person.
She's great. Yeah.
So tell us about the struggles you had along the way. So you were kind of active, you know, you're doing tennis, you were doing some other activities. But Ferrell's is a different kind of thing, doing kickboxing, strength training, even in the group. Can you think of some struggles you had when you first started?
I thought that everyone was going to be staring at me and like, what? Oh, she's doing it wrong. Or, you know, I wasn't sure what the other participants would be like. I didn't know if they would be more fit than me or more. So I was just a little bit nervous about that. And I remember the first couple classes, for some reason, I mean, I'm a college educated person, but I could not get my, they'd say right hand and I would use my left. They'd say left foot forward and I would put my right, like I just felt clumsy and just awkward. And I'm the type of person that wants to do everything right. I'm a little bit of a perfectionist in that way. So to sort of be fumbling around with my body was just a really new experience for me. Mm-hmm. I also didn't really talk to anybody. I think before Ferrell's, I was someone, like I was saying, who would go to a group fitness class, but I wouldn't talk to anyone. I would just do the class and leave. So I think for the first week or so, that's kind of how I operated at Ferrell's. And I think the reason I fell in love with Ferrell's was when I started to interact with the other participants and the instructors, and it became a group of people that I could relate to and wanted to spend time with. And I think that's what's kept me there so long, was finding that connection with the other people.
Yeah, that's really nice. What's one of the first wins you can remember, Kristen, when you were in the early beginning, like you went, aha, I can do this now, or wow, I can do this now better.
Mm-hmm. I remember in week two, the instructor, I remember her name was Christina Southwood. She came up to me and she said, your form is really good. And I thought, oh, it is, you know, that just that little thing made me want to take it to the next level. And I started looking at myself as a stronger person. Like, I'm doing this right. This is not an easy program. And I'm in here kicking butt and I'm doing a good job. And someone noticed enough to come and tell me that. So that was definitely a win. Push-up. I've always been a huge fan of push-ups. Love to hate them kind of thing. And I remember the first time that I did the entire set in the warm-up on my toes and how just incredible I felt. I wanted to tell everybody. Like, I just did this. Hi, everybody. I just did push-ups on my toe. Like, I just wanted everybody to know about it. And I remember coming home and just feeling incredible about just that little thing. And I still use that mindset to this day, is what's something in class today that I want to do? I want to kick harder today. So I think setting those, it helped me set little goals each class. What's the one thing I want to try today? Is it the push-ups? Is it the tuck jump, which I'm still working on? You know, whatever it is. So I like having little wins every single class, as well as kind of the long-term wins. You know, I had a long-term transformation goal, but I think setting the shorter goals for me were the bigger wins. I mean, I had great results, but I was more proud of the little things that I was doing every day.
I love it that you're celebrating the small stuff, because that's important, because that helps build the big stuff.
Absolutely.
And so tell us about some of those big gains. You said you had a long-term goal. What are some of the big gains that you've made that come to mind?
I remember at 5-week testing, not losing any pounds and thinking, gosh, I feel so much stronger. I feel like I look different. That was strange to me. And then at 10 weeks, I think I lost 25. So that was huge for me to just realize that, okay, my short-term wins were adding up to that big win. You know, sometimes it takes longer than the 5 weeks to get that big win. But that weight number was a big one for me. Push-ups was a big thing for me. In fact, the CEO of GoDaddy one time came to town and he challenged me to a push-up contest and I beat him in front of the whole company. It was so funny. Yeah. I have it on video, actually.
you better not lose that video. That's pretty
cool. It's on YouTube. It's treasured forever. So yeah, that was a big one. Just knowing that I could go out and beat a grown man in some push-ups, that was pretty cool.
In fact, you should post that video on Facebook for the FXB people to celebrate, because push-ups are big around our company. They are. Absolutely. That's a big deal for us. And
absolutely.
I don't know if you remember or not. I know you're at Farrell's by the Sea. We can talk more about that in a little bit. But one of the parties, I don't know if you were at this one or not, we're having like this formal dinner that we put together and we're like socializing. All of a sudden, somebody puts on Thunderstruck and we all hop down and start doing push-ups to Thunderstruck. Have you done that?
You know who that was, don't you?
Was that you?
That was Josh. That was Josh.
Josh did that?
He did that. Yeah. He put Thunderstruck.
So Thunderstruck is like four or 5 minutes long. So you're doing a plank for 4 or 5 minutes. And you every time you say thunder, you do a push-up for those that haven't done it.
Yep.
And man, I was like, I'm sweating through my dress shirt, you know, because it's just, it's hard work. It's warm.
I remember that.
Topical area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that rascal, that figures that was Josh.
Right? Isn't that funny? I remember he took the microphone and said something about we're all going to do push-ups. And I was like, I know that voice. I know that voice. And here's Josh up with the microphone.
Mm-hmm. You know what though is so cool is everybody got down and did them.
They did.
Everybody, the whole group.
And I think I have some pictures of that.
That was over 100 people there that year. I think it was a big group.
It was in the Dominican. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot where it was, but Dominican. So how did you and Josh meet?
We met at Farrell's.
Really?
We did.
That's so cool.
Yep. He was a participant. He had done the program a couple times, but he was a 5:30 a.m. person and then a 5 a.m. person. And I taught that class quite a bit and attended those classes quite a bit. And I just always saw him as someone who worked really hard. I mean, he was always pushing. And I just really thought that's an attractive quality. You know, you notice those participants that are really pushing themselves. So we just got to chatting and I think we were both at a place in our lives that was very transitional. We were both sort of in a broken relationship, didn't love our job. And I think we had both thrown ourselves into fitness as a way to cope with some of that. So as we started connecting, I think we realized we were both really at kind of the same place in our lives. Mm-hmm. Both big sports fans, obviously we both love Farrell's. We were both parents, just had a lot in common. So just started kind of connecting on that level. And then a fellow 5 a.m. person finally said, you know, he has a big crush on you, don't you? And I said,
really?
And I said, I didn't know. I just thought we were connecting. But yeah, so we met on the mats and that's why I continue to go there. I think even after his passing is because I still feel his presence there very, very much. Mm-hmm. He still continues to push me there. We have his picture up on our screens there. Mm-hmm. And that's always going to be our place. Always.
Yeah. So back before we had the body shape, we had martial arts, I had all these male instructors and, you know, if that's all they do, that's how they meet people. And so I said, look, I don't want you dating the students, the members here, unless you marry them. Yeah. And so that's what you did. You mm-hmm. did, Josh, and married him, so that's good.
We did, yes.
Yeah,
we eloped in Vegas.
You did. That's so fun. Did. Yeah. So as you know, it's a very healthy environment at Farrell's. We're not the gym where people are dating all this stuff. We just don't do that. And right. So you guys epitomized the fact that you created a very healthy relationship, and they got married and had just a great mm-hmm. time. How many years were you married?
We met in 2016. We were married in 2017. And then he passed away in 2022. So
five years about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so we'll talk more about that in a little bit. So what does your nutrition regimen look like now? You're staying in great shape. Are you following the same bodybuilder regimen that we prescribe at Farrell's? Is it 5-6 meals a day, protein the size of your palm, carbs the size of your fist, vegetables, 80 ounces of water a day? You still doing pretty good on that?
I think like anybody else, I have ups and downs. And I think, again, that's the great thing about Farrell's is that we all do. And mm-hmm. we can all come together and share ideas of, oh, guys, I'm not getting my water in. What can I do? We have some very active Facebook groups that people are always sharing, you know, recipes and things and struggles. I still talk to some of the coaches. Sometimes I still go to testing and just check in. So I very much believe in the 6-meal protein carb. I follow it, you know, as best that I can. I'm definitely better than I ever, you know, was before Farrell's. I'm much more educated on nutrition and certainly try. I think the water is a struggle for me as someone who's out constantly running around to kids' activities and things. But yeah, I certainly believe in the nutrition program. I'm not a big fan of, you know, giving up carbs or any of these fad type things. I mean, Farrell's has proved to me that it works, and that's what I choose to follow. And yeah, it's awesome. Sustainable. It's not unrealistic. It's not difficult to implement. It's a very simple concept. And the free day, you know, I still take my free day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to live. You know, that's the thing about it is we want to teach people how to live healthy so they can follow a process very well. You know, as you know, once you start eating healthier foods, your desire for foods changes. You don't desire the unhealthy stuff as much.
Right.
And that's a good thing. Then you're not really craving stuff that you shouldn't be eating. And right. We all have our little vices. I mean, I like pizza. I like sweet stuff. And what's cool about it is you can find these days, there's really good like protein bars or supplements that taste good that you can eat that'll satisfy your sweet tooth. Instead of
absolutely.
Eating, you can go get a nice protein bar and taste pretty good.
Yep. In fact, when I do eat something that's not great, I find that I almost don't enjoy it as much. I rarely eat fast food, if at all. It just doesn't appeal to me. I have vices too, for sure. But I think it's changed kind of some of my taste. Just the thought of putting some of that fast food stuff into my body kind of grosses me out a little bit. So,
yeah, the processed food grosses me out too. And I think there's a reason for that. I think we're supposed to eat healthy stuff. I just led the orientation at Waukee last weekend. And I said, what Elaine Walshman, our dietitian nutritionist, suggested we do is eat stuff right from the ground in your mouth. So I say, just pull a carrot out, knock the dirt off on your leg and take a bite. Probably want to clean it more than that, but that's the concept that works is eat as pure food as you can. And it's just going to be better for you. So what do your workouts look like? You still doing the kickboxing 3 days a week, strength training 3 days a week? Are you hitting that pretty good?
I am.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I've worked in some other things here and there just for variety. I do like to work kind of with some free weights from time to time.
Yeah.
I did do some running. I'm not a runner. I'd love to say I was, but I'm not. But I work in some variety, but Farrell's will always be my core program. My go-to I don't see that changing. So yeah, I get there. I teach 3 to 4 times a week. So I'm there a lot and you know, the people get me there, the workouts get me there and keep me there. And I don't see that changing.
And you've helped new people along the way. What advice do you give new people that are just getting started that walk in with the deer in the headlights look?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the little wins and it's understanding. I just led week one, day one. And I said, you know what? This isn't going to be perfect today. This is not probably something you've ever done. It's okay to struggle. That's when you're going to find that change and that progress is when you struggle. It's not coming in here and this is easy. So understand that this is going to be difficult and find one thing to be proud of when you leave, even if it's just you didn't get a drink of water during class or you didn't pass out or something, you know, find that one thing, be proud of it and understand that this is hard. It's hard stuff, but you can do it and you got to want it. And your reason for being there has to be more important than your excuses. And that's what I tell people. You just got to want it bad enough to put in the work.
The why. And hard is good, right? Hard is good. You can pick your heart.
Absolutely.
It's always the best of the day. So it's going to be hard to work out and get in better shape. But if you don't do that, the hard part then is maybe having some physical illness later, which hard.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So when people get started, one of the things they don't like to do is that before photo. How do you encourage somebody to do that before photo? Because you even said you saw a picture yourself while you got started and people don't want to take that before photo because it's kind of humiliating. You know, it's in private. No one sees it. But boy, at the end of 10 weeks, you hold those two pictures up. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, you're going to want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the pictures are really what show a lot of the change. I think sometimes, you know, numbers are numbers, but seeing it in black and white, I mean, pictures don't lie. And yeah, it's not a fun, no one really wants to put on a bathing suit or whatever you wore. It's not a fun thing, but you're going to want to see that transformation and be proud of it and look back at how far you came. That's visual proof of where you used to be and what you, you know, looked like to yourself and others, and look back on that. And maybe for me, it was, I'm never going back to that. I keep that picture. I still have the picture that made me sign up. And I look at it, I'm like, no, we're not getting back to that. Remember how you felt then? Remember how you looked? You didn't like any of that. Get your workout in, eat right, and we're not going back to that person.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It can be a good motivator.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are your goals now? What's your 1-year goal, 5-year goal? Do you have a 10-year goal? Where do you see yourself going?
Yeah, I think at this point, when Josh first passed away, my goal was just to get back to a routine and to keep doing something that I knew he wanted me to be doing. So I think what I'm working on now is those kind of longer term goals. Like, what's the next big thing that I want to do? Is it some kind of a race of some kind? You know, I said I'm not a runner, but is that something I want to do? I think that's the thing I'm still working on, Lance, is trying to set those goals. I had a really hard time kind of regrouping, if you will, after he passed. You know, for a long time, I was like, just get there, get to where you need to be. That's in the gym. That's where you're going to feel him. But now I'm trying to take that next step of, okay, what are we working toward? What's our goal? What's our next big win? I've focused a lot on motivating and helping other people, just because that's what I do and that's the kind of person that I am. So I think I need to shift to figuring out my next big thing. So I'll let you know when I figure that one out.
There you go. I'll have you back on the podcast. You can share that.
Yes.
Let's do something for fun, just some level 10 speed questions. And okay, we're just going to zip right through these. What's your favorite food?
Popcorn.
What food would you never eat?
Mushrooms.
What's your favorite exercise?
Like combo, you mean, on the bag or?
Whatever you like the most.
Upper body bands.
Most despised exercise?
Hen pecs. Because I fall over.
What? How do those chickens do it? What's your favorite non-FXP physical activity?
Shopping.
Physical activity?
That's physical, isn't it?
Did you say shopping?
Yeah, it can be. Mall walk.
What are you doing? Running through the thing and carrying bricks sometimes, or something? I mean, how can shopping be physical?
I mean, sometimes. Are you shopping? Huh? If I got kids with me, you know, Black Friday, that can get pretty physical.
I'm going to challenge you. Pick another favorite non-FXB physical activity.
Pickleball.
Pickleball. Okay.
I just took that up recently within the past year and I love it.
You know, they can't build pickleball courts fast enough. It is like the big
it's
thing.
It's growing.
It's something.
And it's, in fact, I want to get our instructors together for like a team building and I want us to go play pickleball. I think that would be fun. So I might have to organize that.
You just gave me our next instructor idea for Waukee.
I'll be there.
Get your idea. We'll invite you for sure.
That's right.
So what's on your bucket list? Something that you've been wanting to do, you want to get it done, haven't done it yet.
I would love to travel internationally to Europe and just do the whole, like, you know, 10 countries in 2 months, like take an expanded period of time and travel in Europe. I've never been. I've always wanted to go there. I don't know if you consider this bucket list, but I'm big into volunteering and I would love to get back to that. I used to be active in things like Rotary, JA, things like that. And I'd really love to get back to doing some of that. Now that I have a little bit more time, now that my daughter's older and a little more independent, that's something that really drives me and fills me up is those types of activities. So I want to get back to that. And I'd love to own a sports car someday. And just like tool around the drive the Gulf Shore, something like that. I think that would be amazing.
Hey, just curious, how old is your daughter and your other stepkids?
My daughter's 15. She's a freshman. Josh's oldest is also 15 and a freshman. So that was always a fun dynamic to have a boy and a girl the same age. His middle is 12 and his youngest is 10 years old.
Okay. I never heard, I hate to bring this up because it might be tough for you to talk about. How did he pass away?
Oh, that's okay. So it was Labor Day, actually, 2022, and he was an instructor as well. And we would often teach back to back so that we could attend each other's classes. Our manager would schedule us that way. This is very convenient. So we worked out that morning. He felt fine, had no symptoms, no, you know, anything. And then after I taught class, he was supposed to teach class, and he just said that he was having some heartburn. And I said, well, you eat Buffalo Wild Wings last night. That's probably why, you know, you inhaled all those wings. But he just said he didn't feel good. And so we ended up leaving the gym. He asked me to run and get him some antacids across the street at the grocery store. So I ran in there. And when I came out, he was just, he didn't look good. He was sweating profusely and just didn't look good. And he said, I think we need to go home. So we started driving home. We got to a stoplight and he said, hey, turn, there's an urgent care up here. I need you to take me there. And I said, okay. So I turned right. And about less than a minute later, he actually went unresponsive, in the car. So I whipped into the urgent care and started, some life-saving measures, and a person was walking into the urgent care. I asked them to call 911. They came, you know, did all of that. And got him to the hospital where he passed away. They actually never got a heart rate or a pulse back from the time he went unresponsive to the time that he passed. And we found out later that he had an enlarged heart, which didn't know that. And his official cause of death was cardiac arrhythmia, but no family history that we knew of, no prior symptoms. So that was the official cause of death, but he had been fine. Up until then, he had just had a physical, a colonoscopy, all the wellness, you know, we're very big on preventative care. So he had done all of that. And then the next day, his mom actually passed away from the exact same thing. So there actually maybe was a family history that we weren't aware of. I'll never know. His father had long passed away. And then his mother, less than 24 hours after him, same thing. So there clearly was some kind of, there had to be something in the family, but we certainly weren't aware of it. So we've, you know, since had his children tested and done all of that. Cool story, actually, his uncle actually, because of what happened to him, went and got his heart tested and they found a almost complete blockage that would not have been detected had Josh not passed and he gone in, and he ended up having bypass surgery and is doing great.
Wow.
But yeah, had Josh not, you know, had that not happened, he might have had the exact same outcome that Josh did. So I'm really proud that his, you know, what happened to him is inspiring other people to take better care of themselves, to get checked, to do those things. That's, I love to hear those stories, and I've heard a lot of them. From people that are just kind of stepping up their health game. You know, they don't want to have the same outcome that we had. And Josh was a healthy guy. He was extremely fit and you could tell by looking at him, but you just never know. So get checked.
Yeah, you hear stories about that with extremely fit athletes too, from time to time. And he was one of those guys that was a great athlete. And I'm so sorry about that. So
thank you. Thank you very much.
Sudden. And you know, when you think back on it, at least you were there with him to the end, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I tell people that's where we met and that's where we spent our last enjoyable time together. And that's why, again, Farrell's is always going to be our place. We both loved it and we wouldn't miss it.
Well, Chris, is there anything else that you'd want to mention that I forgot to ask or didn't ask you?
I think going back to when you talk about the wins, One of my very favorite things is the wins that I see from other people or that people tell me about. I get so many different messages, and I'm sure other instructors do too, of some people saying things like, I have never tried a burpee in my life until you said that one thing that made me try it today. And the fact, you know, I couldn't do the burpee, but I've been scared to try for 3 years or whatever it is. So thank you so much for what you said to make me try that thing. Like, those little wins for other people are so, I can't even tell, put into words how much those types of things mean to me. To see people say, you know, I could never play with my children out in the yard and now I can, or, oh my gosh, I wore a two-piece bathing suit, or I fit into these jeans. Like, all of those things that this program does for people are, I consider them my wins and our wins too. They're just as important to me as anything that could happen to me personally or a win that I would have. Like, those are my wins. And that's why I love instructing so much, because we see just the ability to impact someone's life in that way is, you can't put into words how much that means.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kristen, I can't thank you enough for paying it forward, for being an instructor and inspiring people with those little comments that you make to get them over the edge to do something that's a win for them. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I hope to see you driving that fancy sports car someday. That'd be too fun.
I got to work on that.
Well, thanks for coming on. You have a wonderful day.
I appreciate it. You too. I'll see you for pickleball.
Yes, let's do it.
All right. Thanks, Lance.
And until next time, this is Lance Farrell with Life at Level 10. Please be sure to like it and subscribe if you'd like to hear more episodes.